as the passers-by made fun of him. Oh, you're supposed to be the Son of God. You said you would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. If you're that great, come down from the cross. And you know, it amazes me that when the Lord Jesus Christ said those words from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Where were those people that he had already forgiven their sin? You know, when he said to one man, thy sins be forgiven thee. And the Pharisee said, who can forgive sins but God? And Jesus said, is it easier for me to say, your sins are forgiven you, or take up thy bed, arise and walk? Where was that man whose sins had already been forgiven? When the Lord Jesus Christ said to his mother, woman, behold thy son. I wonder where the widow of Nain was. This widow of Nain, this widow as she was walking during the funeral of her own son, the Lord Jesus Christ raised her son from the dead. Where were they when the Lord Jesus Christ was suffering at the cross? The Lord Jesus Christ made a statement from the cross. He said, I thirst. And yet Christ's first miracle was turning water into the wine at the wedding of Canaan. Where were those people who had been blessed by that first public miracle? It's incredible that we can actually stand up here tonight and sing about something that was so cruel. Why do we do that? The Lord Jesus Christ suffered physically. The Lord Jesus Christ suffered emotionally as people rejected him. The Lord Jesus Christ suffered spiritually as he cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So how can we sing? You know, there are times when maybe you do it when you're excited, you maybe start humming a tune, or when you're excited, you start singing a particular song. They don't know this yet, but I'm going to ask these a few questions now. What are you, I want you to think of your favorite hymn. So somebody give me their favorite hymn. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Do not pass me by. While there are others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I know there's a couple of people in Perth. Did I get that right? Probably got one bit wrong. I'm useless with hymns. This could go horribly wrong now because I know the first line of most hymns and then that's where it ends. But we're able to sing, Lord, don't pass me by. For those who've called on the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, they remember that day that they were saved. And they remember what the Lord did in their life and what the Lord did for them. And I know that is a special song for Len. Anybody else with a special hymn? And can it be? And can it be what? That I should gain what? The Savior's love. Because he died for us. The reason we are here tonight is we remember what he did upon the cross of Calvary. We remember that he did that for us. Now you might not want to hear this, but you are not nice people. That's not me saying that. I don't know you all personally. But the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're not perfect. And can I say this in a simple sense? Only perfect people can go to heaven. But we are not perfect. So how can we ever go to heaven? Well, Jesus Christ was perfect. And he died upon the cross. So our sin was placed upon him. So his perfectness, his righteousness could be placed on us so we could go to heaven. And can it be that I should gain what? An interest in the Savior's love. Died he for me? He knew no sin, but he became sin for us, that his righteousness could be added to our lives. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord has promised to never leave us and to never forsake us. And that's how faithful he is. You know, friends come and go. People let us down all the time. But the Lord Jesus Christ promised that he would never leave us. He was forsaken. We just saw how his friends forsook him. The Bible says that he came unto his own and his own received him not. There was no one there at the cross for the Lord Jesus Christ. But he will always be there for you. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. The writer of that hymn was the vilest person you could think of. He was a slave trader. John Newton was not a pleasant man. And one day in a pit of despair, as he had become a slave himself, he recognized his wretchedness and he recognized his sinful condition. But he remembered God's grace. You see, the thing about grace is it's undeserving. We don't deserve it. That's why it's amazing, because we are saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we can sing Amazing Grace. Somebody say, blessed assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Because we know Jesus now, we have a small taste of what's waiting for us in heaven. I've said all of that to say this. We can stand up here tonight and sing. He's alive. He's alive. I know that my Redeemer lives. So my question to you tonight is this. Do you have a song in your heart? My brother used to sing a song, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I think I'll go and eat worms. He's always been an attention seeker. I'm the favourite, but that's another story. You know, sometimes our song is in a minor key. Perhaps we feel like life has been unfair to us. That there is no hope. You know, we're surrounded by sickness, we're surrounded by cancer, we're surrounded by hatred, we're surrounded by evil, we're surrounded by wickedness. What hope is there? There's hope in the cross of Calvary. Because Christ died upon the cross, because this life is not the end. When we leave this earth, we were created to last forever. You might think, well, these bodies don't last forever. No, because of sin, these bodies will die one day. But the soul was created to last for eternity. That soul cannot be destroyed. The body can be destroyed, but the soul can't. And the soul will go to one of two places. It'll either go to hell, which God created for the devil and the fallen angels, or it will go to heaven. What you do with the Lord Jesus Christ will depend upon where you spend eternity. So my question tonight is this. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you have a song in your heart? And I pray that if you know Christ as your Savior tonight, then you'll be able to sing. And I pray if you don't know Christ as your Savior, it's not too late to learn a new song. And I pray that you come to know him tonight. As we close out our service this evening, I'd like you to stand and join us as a choir as we sing our last song together. How can I keep from singing his praise? Everybody, let's stand and sing. hard work in putting this cantata together, and for Steve for conducting us. And you know we can sing because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He's put a song in each of our hearts. And that's why we do this on Good Friday. That's why we do this on Easter Sunday, because we want to share what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for each and every one of us. And I pray that if you are here tonight and you've got any questions about salvation, if you've got any questions about what I've spoken about tonight, please come and see me. I will be stood in the foyer. I want to make sure I get to see everybody. So please, if you've got any questions, then speak to me or speak to anybody in black. They'll be downstairs. So join us for a cup of tea. We've got plenty of Easter treats downstairs. Join us for tea, coffee. Everybody out there now panicking was wearing black. Thinking, oh, somebody comes and asks me a question. I wasn't even in the choir. Oh, I wish I'd worn a different colour now. So please speak to one of us. It's been such a blessing. Join us for tea and coffee downstairs. The way downstairs is through the foyer and turn right. We've got a lift there for those who can't use the stairs. And if you can't wait for the people going down those stairs, there's also a way through the extension and down these back stairs as well. So please join us for some refreshments following our service tonight. So let's pray as we dismiss. Father, we thank you again for this time together tonight. We thank you so much for all that you do for us. We thank you for the blessings of salvation and being able to sing praises to you tonight. Father, I just, again, I'm so thankful for the choir and for all their hard work. I'm thankful to everybody that's come out this evening, Lord, to listen. And I just pray, Lord, that you would continue to speak to our hearts. We are thankful for what you did upon the cross of Calvary, for the sacrifice that you made for us. And Father, I just pray that we can continue to share the love that the Lord Jesus Christ has for a lost and dying world, that others might come to know him as their Savior, and that a new song can be placed in their hearts as they have a completely different outlook towards life, towards death, towards eternity. So Father, we thank you again for this time together tonight. Would you bless our time downstairs, bless the food that's down there, Lord, give us a good time of fellowship, and we thank you again for this night. We pray and ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Okay.